ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host. And today, kind of a continuation of sorts. We talked about two shows, I think, back. We talked about the collision of the inner world and the outer world. And I always like to try to keep this relevant to what we're experiencing so that we can really begin to see how impactful we are in our environment and what is our environment showing us? How is it helping us to understand ourselves better? So I thought it was kind of appropriate as we looked at this collision of the inner and the outer world to then look at this idea of transition of power. This whole kind of spiritual evolution is this connection to that higher part of ourselves and the enrollment of the ego into a support role instead of a driving role. So stepping away from willpower into inspiration. And so to me, I thought it was kind of apropos on this day of transition to talk about the transition of power within ourselves and how that looks and what it might feel like, excuse me. And I think it's going to be a good show. We're going to do a little talk about touching base on that inner and outer world stuff, and then we're going to bring it together here with looking at this transfer of power and shifting that base of power on a number of different levels. So we're going to get into all that here in just a moment. But thank you for being here. If you like the show, I would so appreciate if you would take the time to like and share. If you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. And just share the message. That's really what this is all about in the end is sharing the work, helping people to take the next step in their world, to expand their experience, to grow. All of those things are significant and important. And especially at this time when there's so many things going on and so many influences. And I would keep attempting to bring people and conversations to the table that help us to navigate this stuff. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate the energy. I appreciate the support. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a movement. So give me just a second. We'll be back in just a sec. All right, here we are. Sorry, I got to push my buttons and I can't see. And all right, my world is good. My world is good. My world is good. I am so excited about this movement, guys. The great thing about this movement is that it simply requires your focus, attention, and intention, a little bit of energy. I don't need your email. I don't need your money right now. And this, that's not what this is about. This is about energy. This is about us creating powerful, powerful shifts in consciousness. And this is how it works. This is how I see it. So we are 7.5 to 8 billion unique worlds inhabiting one planet. And I say that very specifically because these unique worlds, my world is unique to me and to my experience, to my perception, to what I'm creating, as is yours to you. But even more importantly is to remember that no one can live this life but you. No one can create it but you. No one can actually change it but you. And I say but you because those changes may appear to come from out of nowhere, but they are created by you to encourage change. So in any shape or form, it requires your participation, whether unconscious or conscious. My desire is that we do that consciously because this is the year of conscious creation from my perspective. We are out and about in the world to create a reality that we want to experience, that we want to grow, and that we want to share. So that's the basis of this movement. This movement is My World is Good. And My World is Good is a simple statement. It's a generic sort of statement, but it is all about goodness and is all about creating that energy. And what I know is that when you create intention and when you focus and when you put your intention into something, it causes it to bloom. It causes it to blossom. I'm sure you've all seen the science stuff that shows what happens when energy is directed at water and the impact it has on the water. That's not an anomaly. That's the reality that we all exist in. We just choose not to participate and pay attention as much. So the state of the state, the state of the world, the state of our stuff seems to be going through huge transition. And I thought to myself, because I was feeling a few weeks back, as we see this continuous eruption of nonsense and craziness and all the stuff going on, that people in some regard begin to feel somewhat powerless or somewhat disempowered, because it doesn't seem like we have a whole lot of influence, that a certain select group of people can repeat things over and over, and those things become a part of the fabric of our culture, was kind of distressing. And I thought, you know, there's got to be something we can do. And I realized there is something we can do, exactly what others are doing. And that's to create a positive focus instead of a negative one. And that's my mission here. My world is good. 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 And I want you to see every time I say it, every time I engage it, it causes my energy to spin up. It causes this joy to come up through me. It's not overwhelming and crazy, but it's amazing. And it's happening in my world. And I want to share that energy in all of your worlds. So I encourage you, dive in. When you first wake up in the morning, as you think about it throughout the day, if you're encountering tough situations, just focus into this space. My world is good. Generate that energy and see the change that will take place. I guarantee you, a change will take place. I would love to hear about your experiences. I would love for you to comment in anywhere you see information about My World is Good. Share your thoughts, share your experiences, share your world with us. Because the more of us that are using this energy, it creates a synergy. And that energy begins to come together. Even though we're in these unique worlds, we are sharing an energy together. And as we do that and the momentum builds, we create a tipping point. We create a shift in the consciousness of the mass consciousness of this planet. And we begin to infuse it with love. We infuse it with goodness. We infuse it with positive forward moving energy that helps us to take all of these circumstances and situations and unfold them into a new desire, into a new end result, which is our expansion and growth and successful expansion and growth. So My World is Good. Share it with everybody. Tell your friends, share the post. Let people know about this thing and get us all involved, because it's really powerful stuff. So thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for your participation, and let's get back to the show. Oh, I didn't change my background. Look at me. I'm sitting here pushing buttons. Got to get back to my background. Here we go. All right. Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here again. And My World is Good. And Jackie, thank you. Thank you for posting. Thank you for saying good morning. All right, guys. How's your peaceful transfer of power going? So we talked a lot in a couple shows about this inner world, outer world, and the importance of recognizing that the outer world is reflective of the inner world. So we create through our ability, through our perception, right, through the experiences that we have, the feelings that we experience, the thoughts that we think. All of that creates this world that we live in, right? This is our core vibration, as it were. It's the energy with which we view everything. It is how we create perception. So when we are perceiving, when we are looking outside of our world, yes, we are living on a planet where we're all co-creating. So there's events going on all over the place. There are as many different perspectives as there are atoms in the universe, right? And so we all come at everything with a unique perspective. That perspective is the perspective of our world, based on our experiences, our feelings, our relationship, based on everything we've kind of engaged in. So being that as the core, then as we look out into the world is reflecting back to us the predominant energy that we are experiencing. So it doesn't matter where you're looking, wherever you're looking, whatever you're attending to is a reflection of what it is that's going on inside of you. And what I realized a while back was that the thing that's been so prevalent the last 4 years or so and so powerful to me is this divisiveness, this whole, you know, why is everything so divided? And why is there this person who is creating divisiveness, who is active in the process of dividing? And what I realized is that that wasn't the case at all. Yes, there was division being stimulated. Yes, there are events that are completely inappropriate. But hear me out here. That individual came to the party with his divide fully exposed. He brought his divide to the party and then used it as a way to continue that process, because that's how he operates. But it's how many people, all of us actually, operate. We tend to lead with our division. We lead with that part of ourselves that is not quite whole. And when we do that, we incite it in others. How many of us have experienced that, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or sitting across dinner or being at a family gathering, that when the reason those things are tenuous, the reason those things are frustrating and upsetting is because we all tend to lead with the division we have within us, right? The division, that part of us, that division is where we have separated our greater self from our ego. So we're too attached to one aspect of it, typically the ego, and because we want what we want this, that, and that, and we want money, we want this, and we want that, because we're in a physical world, we're in time and space, we want to experience all of it, and we can, but we don't have to dominate it to experience it. So this divisive energy that exists in all of us is not because we're bad, it's not because we're screwed up, it's the nature of what we are experiencing. And so here today is the transition of power. Here today is, what do we do in this transition of power? And we're going to talk about that some more right after we go into, you guessed it, let's take a moment to focus. So now that we've laid this foundation, I want to take a few minutes. This is important to me. I like to put my money where my mouth is. I believe daily practice is huge every day. It's important and significant to a healthy growth process, healthy life, a balanced life. But more importantly, I talk about breath. I talk about getting quiet. This is all about supporting that effort. I want you to have an experience. So if I can help you have that experience, I want to do that. And so this moment of focus is about all of us coming together, all of you out there coming together in this moment on Adventures in Truth. When we come together, where two or more are gathered, we harness an energy, just like I talked about in the movement. 7.5 to 8 billion unique worlds coming together. When we harness the energy that we call together, we are harnessing an immense power. But that power is available individually and collectively. So this moment of focus is where I want to pull us together, pull our energy together, because it will help to take this conversation where you need it to go and where I want it to go, so that it's satisfying for all of us who are experiencing it, because we're contributing energy to the evolution of that conversation. So we're going to start. We're just going to shake it out where you are. Just get comfortable, whether you're sitting or standing or laying down or halfway in between. Just take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Excuse me. In through the nose, out through the mouth. I want you to just be in this moment, just being in your breath. And begin to feel yourself settling as you breathe. Feel any stress or tension that you might notice start to dissipate. and just staying connected to the breath, and allow yourself to become aware of your field, of your energetic field. You don't have to try very hard. You don't have to be intense. You just be aware. That's what beingness is about. When you can be, you can experience just about anything. When you're quiet, you can allow for just about anything. So become aware of your field. Become aware now of all of the things that are consuming energy in your field. They may show up in whatever visual will spark your interest, whatever visual you'll relate to. So again, no forcing, just allow yourself to be aware as you're sitting in this quietness, as you're breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. You're aware of your field and you're aware of the things that occupy some of the space. Can be all kinds of things and is all kinds of things. Can be the dog barking, can be a car driving by, can be an air conditioning sound in the background, can be rehashing an argument you had with your spouse, can be a conversation you had with your kid, could be relationship stuff, can be work stuff. It's all there, all of it. And you are attending to it. If it's there, you are attending to it in some fashion. So it is consuming part of your field. And what I want you to do in this moment, as you've observed that, just observe in 360 degrees, just observe all of that field, how magnificent it is, but also how cluttered it may be. And now I want you to take that awareness and bring it right into the center of your heart, right in here, as you continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Bring all of your awareness to your heart space and to your breath. And now I want you to command your field. I want you to bring your energy, all of it, inside. Detach from all of those things that are sitting in your field. Just let them be. If they need to be there, they'll be there when you come back. Pull that energy in. Bring all of that field into your body. I want you to experience your internal experience, your body's experience, the inside of you, the wholeness of you, calling that consciousness into your heart and breathing as you feel that vital life force just pulsing inside of you. And allow that consciousness now to begin to travel inside your body, get up in your head, get in behind your eyes and experience your brain. Experience how your brain connects to the brain stem and trace that brain stem down through into the spinal cord. Trace it all the way down to the bottom. Feel all the nerves branching off of that spinal cord. Feel the apparatus that supports it, the spine, the cushions between the spine. Let your spine gently move. Move your spine just a little. Feel that energy opening up. And then notice that awareness as it continues to travel through your torso and through all of your organs and blood vessels, through the muscles and tissues and connective tissue and nerves and everything going on, the bones, everything in there. Let that awareness expand through the shoulders and down the arms and through the hips and down the legs. And just sit in the center from your heart space as you're breathing. Feel the immensity of who you are. Feel the tremendous magic that inhabits this body. Be in that experience. And as you're there, bring your awareness to your breath. Breath is the foundation of life in my experience. Breath is the foundation of consciousness in this life in my experience. Because when you learn to manage breath, you learn to manage energy. And when you learn to manage your energy, you learn to consciously create. And this is the year of conscious creation. So using breath, breath is prana, breath is chi, breath is life force. And when we consciously choose to engage it, we create a whole new dynamic in our world of conscious creation, of conscious engagement. So I want you to become aware right now of your breath and your breath process. How do you breathe? As you're breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, just casually breathing, where does the breath go in you? Is it high in the chest? Is it in the belly? Does it expand out or does it expand up? How does your breath feel in your body. Move it around a little, feel it. And now we're going to consciously focus that breath. We're going to breathe in to a count of four through the nose. We're going to breathe in completely, fully, and then at the top, we're going to rest in fullness. And then you're going to exhale. You're going to purge all of that energy and air. You're going to release it through the mouth, purging it as deeply as powerful. Get everything out. You want to get all that old, stale energy and air out of the deepest parts of the lungs so that when you go to re-engage, you're pulling in fresh, new, vital energy that's stimulating all of that cells and all of the parts of that body. As the lungs take it in and distribute all this powerful energy through every cell of your body. But as we reach the bottom and you purge to that number six, then you're going to rest in the emptiness for a minute because it's just as important as the fullness. And then we'll engage and continue. So bring your awareness fully into the center of your heart as you do this exercise. Engage your breath as we inhale. 2, 3, 4, we're full. We're full, we're relaxed, and we release. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Purging all that air from the mouth as you rest into the void, into the emptiness. Relax in the emptiness. And now engage that breath. Inhaling. 2, 3, 4, feeling full as you relax the shoulders and the neck. Relax everything around that fullness. And then purge and release it out of the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then rest in the empty. Rest in the nothingness. Just for a moment. Feel it. Engage the lungs. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Feeling full. Feeling relaxed. Feeling engaged as you purge and release from the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as we rest into that void, into that emptiness once again. Taking another step as you engage, carrying this rhythm on yourself. Continue the breath. Feel the fullness and the richness as you take in all of that amazing air and oxygen. Feel it moving and tingling throughout your body as you're at the top, feeling full, feeling complete, feeling whole. And then consciously surrendering all of it and purging it out of the mouth, blowing it out, letting it go, taking it all the way until you're completely empty, and then choosing to relax in that emptiness for just a moment. Continuing on, continue that breath, feel the expansion 360 degrees, feel it grow. And as you are in that breath, in that space, in your heart, let's use that mantra from our movement, my world is good. In that space, in your heart, feel it as you breathe. Feel it in your fullness and feel it in your emptiness. My world is good. My world is good from your heart. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. And continue your cycle of breath. Continue your engagement. And as you finish this cycle of breath, consciously allow your field to begin to expand out again. Just let your energy move out into the world. Let it move out into space and time. Let your energy come present to this moment, to this experience, to our conversation. Thank you, guys. Thank you for participating. Thank you for your energy. And let's carry on as we look at this collision of my inner outer world. So as I was talking about before we dove in, this inner and outer world, understanding the reflection, understanding that what you perceive is what you are seeing of self being reflected back to you. And so this relationship that we have with soul and ego has been out of kilter, right? I mean, looking at the outside world, depending again on where you're looking, some may not look at anything that's going on in the outside world. And some may say that's the best thing you could possibly do. But again, I think it depends on the energy with which you're not looking. If you're not looking in a form of resistance, then you are in avoidance. You are not in a clean space of observation, as it were. Because if you are unwilling to know that is there in the world, then you are not acknowledging the balance of the universe. You're not acknowledging that there are things in the universe to attend to, and that the world is reflecting to me the things I can attend to. So if there is a resistance, say, to pandemic, if there is a resistance to looking at that thing, I would suggest that there's a part of you in resistance to that part of yourself. That part of divided self. And that's really where I brought this back to ultimately, is that all of this is about helping us to see the divide within ourselves. And that divide is that divide of the soul and the ego. And as I was saying before, the out of balance condition is that we as a culture have become very egocentric. We as a culture have become focused deeply into this ego experience. And excuse me, the challenge with that is that the values and the ideas and the concepts that we live by in that are egocentric driven, but they're also very limited in their perspective. So I'm kind of creating these little goggles with my hands so that you can see that in that perspective it's very limited. You can't see too far beyond it. And so in talking today about this balance of power or this transfer of power, it's about recognizing, what am I perceiving on the outside is the imbalance. So as I was saying before, if you're resisting an aspect of what's happening in our world, check your energy in that resistance, because what it's telling you is the thing that you are resisting could be the gateway to your transformation, could be the gateway to changing tons of things in your world that may not have been able to yield to your efforts at willing them to change, because you're not willing to stand in your divide and acknowledge that there is one. The thing about it is we all have it. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from. It's in all of us. How active it is in all of us is varied, because we all have different experiences. Comes back to the same stuff. We are 7.5 to 8 billion unique worlds occupying one planet. So I can only offer suggestions and ideas about, if I'm not sitting in front of you, if I'm not engaged with your energy, I can only offer suggestions about based on my own experience, because my discovery of that divide in me was a huge wake-up call that only happened very recently, guys, very recently, because I, like many, thought, I don't have any issues here. I don't have any divide going on. And then I sat in a group of like-minded people doing a thought storm, landed square in the middle of my own divide. And it was an extraordinary experience, because one, I didn't anticipate it, but when I recognized it, I could then engage it differently. There was nothing to avoid. There was nothing to run from. There was everything to step into. And that's really the message about this, is that you're not, the acknowledgement of the divide is not again about you're flawed or broken. It's part of the human experience. We are here to evolve through, right? We are the spark of the divine here experiencing itself in this perspective and your perspective and that perspective and that perspective. So there's no wrongness in this. But what we get to do in the context of our own world is eliminate the divide or the separations that exist within our own world. We live in a world divided in it. And you can't avoid the divide. You can avoid the divide, but it's more like resisting it, because that's what's to be healed. That's what's to be transformed. That's what's to be conscious. Because when we recognize it, we have the power to change it. And the thing about it is that the divide energy is so deeply embedded that it is pulling, like we did in the meditation, all of the things that your field is attending to. The divide is a huge suck of your energy, depending on how deep the divide is, depending on how much you have engaged or not engaged your understanding of that. So again, it's not the same for everyone, because everyone doesn't approach anything in the same capacity. We have lots of similarities, but when you take all the ingredients that make up my world, it's unlike anybody else's world. And I want my world to be safe. I want my world to be whole. I want to feel satisfied in it. I want to feel joy and love and compassion. I want to feel all of those amazing experiences. But more important than anything is I want to be conscious of all of those experiences. Because my ability to be conscious is probably the greatest gift and the greatest punishment we could ever have. Why do I say that? Well, it's a gift if you're aligning with the understanding. If it's a gift if you recognize that it's all amazing. But of course, it's not if you're thinking of it in terms of, oh no, I can't go there. Or, it's a bad thing. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to deal with that. Guys, we're here to feel and deal with everything. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. Because see, the negative experience is a choice. The positive experience is a choice. And there's lots of places in between that. So when you are confronted with yourself, you have a myriad of options. The best option is to love it. The greatest option is to embrace it, because it is a part of you. Whether you resist it or not, it's not going to make it go away. Whether you ignore it or not will not make it go away. Becoming conscious, bringing everything below the conscious threshold into conscious awareness. I say everything. You may not want everything, and you certainly don't want everything all at once, at least as I'm understanding it. But bringing those things above the conscious threshold is mind-blowingly cool, because we don't know what we don't know. Truly, it's one of the most amazing things about being human. We have no idea what we know or don't know about this experience. We've done a lot to try to understand it. And still, I think we only understand a very small portion, very small portion. So there are many people out in the world who get downloads and ideas and thoughts and constructs, and we love to share them. And that's really what Adventures in Truth Livecast is about, is being in those moments of quiet, going into those deep meditative places, and allowing myself to open up to things greater than anything I could imagine. And then allowing that flow of information and energy to come through me. And hopefully, as I keep my sidewalk swept, as I attend to my world, that it comes through cleanly and powerfully and clearly. Because truth is truth. Truth is not negotiable. Truth is not debatable. Truth is truth. And when you stand in truth, it's an extraordinary place to be, because really in it, you feel kind of invincible, not from the perspective of untouchable, but from the perspective of I am that powerful. I am that much love. I am that extraordinary. I am that beautiful. I am that amazing. And none of that is an ego experience. All of it is feeling. All of it is experience. That is deeply satisfying to this being. And because it's so deeply satisfying, it informs my perception. And that perception is how I see the world. And what I see in the world is reflecting back to me that incredible perception. So as I look at circumstances, I'm looking at bigger and bigger and bigger, the view from 50,000 feet and 100,000 feet, seeing the interaction of these energies and how they are impacting us and how we can impact them, more importantly, how we can engage or surrender, whatever the case may be that we're looking for in this situation. So where are we at? Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this in depth. So bear with me as I run over here and flick my buttons. Be right back. Oops. Am I here? Am I sign? I'm here. All right. Sorry about my thing here, but I want to talk about this summit that I am going to be a part of here this Saturday, and the Courage to Change Everything Summit. The aim of the Courage to Change Everything Summit is to highlight the areas where change is important to you and give you a new vision and increase your wisdom and wealth. Experience a different vibe and resonance for 2021 and then level up your business and life. Admit it, that there is a need to have science-based, highly practical solutions for you to improve and generate unlimited success. Join the Courage to Change Everything Summit, featuring New York Times best-selling authors and business coaches and all kinds of amazing people, relationships, finance, health, and lifestyle, all committed to supporting you and up-leveling your business and life in 2021. This summit is an online event that is going to be held January 23rd from 9 to 4. Admission is free, but limited tickets. So register now at www.couragetochange.us/summit. All right. And I am having a day today with these buttons. All right. We are back here. I want to take a second to also talk about Fear is a Choice, my book. Here you go. Whoops. I am very excited. I didn't put this up yet, so I'm going to put it up now. I'm really excited because I finally have my page up for my book. So you can check it out. Whoops. Not Fear is a Nook. Fear is a Book. Here we go. FearIsAChoiceBook.com. That is the new page for my book. I am very excited. I had everything on Adventures in Truth, and it was getting cluttery and weird. So now you have a page that you can go to where you can order directly. You can learn more about the book. There's videos there to talk about the book, and you can learn more about this amazing book. So this book will change your life. And why I say that is because when you change your relationship with fear, it changes everything. www.fearisachoicebook.com. I love saying that. It's so exciting. So check out the page. The page is awesome. I'm very happy with it. Very happy to have you sharing it. Share it with your friends, and you can order your books directly from the page. So that's exciting stuff. All right. So self-promotion section. Here we go. All right. Back to the show. So we were talking about that inner and outer dynamic, and now we're going to talk about what do I choose? So this conversation today is about the peaceful transfer of power. And how often in our lives do we struggle for that peaceful transfer of power? Meaning we recognize that we're operating from an egoic place, from a place that isn't actually serving the situation or serving us, but we struggle to surrender that. To surrender that perspective or surrender that idea or surrender that belief. So it creates this immense power struggle in us. The power struggle is you fighting against you. The power struggle is the ego clamping down while the higher self, the soul, is seeing a much greater perspective. And so what happens is that the presence of the higher self, that energy is just there, just beaming, just holding space in clarity. The ego is saying, no, I'm right, you're wrong. And then projecting that out into the world and making people and things and places the enemy of what is reflected back, which is the soul holding space and this aberrant ego running around fighting everything in its process. So there's the power struggle. The power struggle is not the soul pulling against the ego. The presence of the soul is always there. It's always 100% holding the space. It is the ego that is pulling and fighting and resisting and struggling and running around and making you crazy. So there's a point where, and this process isn't necessarily a short or easy process, depending on your personality. I went through a decade or better of that unfolding battle. Having left home as early as I did, I developed a ton of arrogance as a young person, and that arrogance was prevalent in my life. And I come to find now, as I look back on it, that I think it's the reason I survived. While it wasn't the greatest way to be in the world, it was a way to be that kept me alive and believing in myself enough to take steps when a 16-year-old moves out into the world and attempts to get a job and attempts to start to live his life and get an apartment and rent and all the things, all the adulting things. I did not leave home so I could go be a party boy. I left home because I wanted to get out and experience life. And some of that maybe I've been buying a party boy, but that was not the thrust of my life. So that arrogance served me for a long time until it didn't, until my late teens, when I started to then evolve to a new level in my life where I had been involved in consciousness and I was wanting to continue to grow and realize that I had run into a wall. And that wall was this ego, this arrogance that I didn't understand because I didn't understand my own energy. So understanding my own energy, I began to unfold this egoic process and all of the ways that I had hooked myself into that reality. And some of those hooks are not easy to let go of. But in the end, it's all about that ability to surrender. Now, see, as a younger person, I had way more fight in me about wanting to hold on to these behaviors or ideas or beliefs that didn't serve because I was being protective. Now, at this point in my life, I don't have any desire for that resistance anymore. I don't have any desire for that fight. It's just easier and more satisfying when I reach it to understand it, to look at it fully, to experience it fully, but then to surrender it because I recognize that it serves nothing. And so here it is, our balance of power. Where is your balance of power? And is this balance of power peaceful? Are you willing to surrender those things that don't serve you, regardless of what they are? Because whatever they are, they're not serving you. So if you continue that thread in your field, you are continuing to carry pieces of resistance. And this is an attraction universe. This is everything we attract. So that core vibration that you're carrying, laced with resistance, will continue to present for you in the world a consciousness that is opening but fraught with resistance. And so you will experience things that feel like openings and that except they're a struggle to get through, opportunities that are difficult to navigate, experiences that are uncomfortable because they're just off a little bit. There's a little resistance in them. There's a person who shows up who creates an energy that you don't like. That's how it shows up in your world. But we get so busy in blaming and accusing and focusing on that we think that has nothing to do with this. This created that. Do you understand? Your energy creates because it attracts. So the more you step into that healthy, shifting balance of power. So when the balance of power shifts effectively, you line up with that greater part of yourself, with that soul aspect, fully and completely. And then the ego, whose job is simply to manage the physical vessel, the ego is born of the physical body. The ego is the consciousness that manages the physical body. It is tied to the five senses. It is tied to seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and feeling. And its job is to monitor the environment and to ensure you're staying alive on the planet. That's its job. Its job is attending to the physical stuff. So you could have healthy communication with your ego by recognizing its role and then engaging it in its role, right? It's connected to the mind. It's connected. It wants to support whatever your energy is. So that balance of power now becomes a powerful thing. So how do I get to a place of creating a healthy balance of power, or creating a healthy shift in the balance of power? That comes straightforward through your daily practice, through the things that you do to quiet and calm your energy, through those things that you do that bring you to center with self, capital S self, things that bring you into connection. I will tell you, I was sharing this with my friend yesterday. It's been amazing to me how quickly things are changing energetically, how thin the veil is, as it were, between realities that we are experiencing. But even more importantly, how quickly the year of conscious creation is a thing for me, because it's a reality. It's an imperative in my experience, because I can take a situation. I was thinking about my shows for the week, and I was feeling really kind of at a dead end about them. I was like, what am I going to do this week? I'm not sure. I don't know what it feels like. And so there was a lot of kind of confusion and cloudiness in there, and I couldn't seem to shake it. And I went through Sunday and I'm like, I'm still not getting anywhere. And then all of a sudden I thought, you know what? I need to sit and get quiet. I need to meditate. I need to shake whatever's in my field needs to go away. I need to clear my deck and get some clarity about what I want to do with the shows. And so I did. And I don't know, two thirds of the way through. And then as I do, I have a whole process that I go through. And so once I come to the point of just being, that's when the magic happens. I mean, it happens throughout, but there I am in this beautifully quiet space. And what comes flooding into me is an absolute fully realized construction of what I want to do this week for my shows. And, you know, it shows up as a thought. So I was thinking transfer of power. And suddenly here I am with this fully fleshed concept about the transfer of power and how apropos, because that's what we are experiencing right now. And it is the reflection of the inner to the outer and the outer to the inner. So it's all magical. But the crazy thing is that that's happening in a way that's almost immediate regularly because I'm working that muscle, as it were. I am attending to my vibration. I'm attending to my energy. I'm attending to how I feel and what I think. This is not a military zone. It is not a militarized zone. It is a flowing zone because ease and flow for me are everything. So I want things to be aware, to be in awareness. I want to see what I can't see. I want to know what I don't know. I want to understand more. And that drives me every day in my passion to shift this complete fear-based consciousness construct into an opportunity-based consciousness, to bring people to the place of recognizing that the transfer of power is existing on so many levels, from fear to opportunity, the transfer of power from ego to soul, the transfer of power that exists on every level of our being. Because we are constantly realigning. We are constantly realigning to whatever's going on. If you're not conscious of what's going on, then you are unconsciously aligning regularly. And those energies are now becoming part of your field and redirected out to the world. Now you're recreating and creating based on those energies, all of them being unconscious. And then we wonder why we can't seem to figure out what's going on, why we can't seem to affect change. Why does this situation keep happening? Because we're not attending to our life. We're being at the effect of our life because we're not recognizing the outer world and the inner world are an intricately woven relationship. We're not recognizing that what we experience in this world is ours to experience. And we have the full capability and power to embrace, to change, to grow, whatever you want to do, that is within your power. Because in the center of this heart, in the center of this being, that spark of the divine, that spark of all that is you, is emanating through you always. Isn't it extraordinary that we have the ability to diminish ourselves or enhance ourselves? It's all here. If you are feeling diminished from without, it's because you feel diminished within. Please understand this. That's not a blame game. It's a power step. It is the foundation of the incredible power that we all have. Imagine what you could create if you were conscious in your creation. Imagine how powerfully you could create. See, the other part of the other challenge with consciousness, the other challenge with conscious creation is that part of conscious creation is understanding motive. If we create unconsciously, we can have crappy motives or motives that don't serve us. But because we're not being conscious, we're not attending to those. So we're creating all the time. We're creating, whether positively or negatively, consciously or unconsciously. So all of these things are creating, and if you're in that space, you're creating, but the things that you're creating are not as satisfying as you thought they would be. the things that you are creating don't bring as much joy as you thought they would be because you had to force your way into those experiences because you thought those experiences were what you needed. And obviously they were, but you're missing the point of having them. The having them is the recognizing what you did to get there and how it didn't serve you, how it doesn't support who you are ultimately. And that when you surrender that need for will, that need to make things happen, or that need to get my slice, all of those conditions, all of those experiences are limitations on your ability and your power. They are the things that occupy the space in your field. They are the things that are consuming the energy in your field. So the more awareness in conscious creation, the more understanding you have of why am I focused here? And when you start to understand the whys of your choices, that is a game changer that I'll tell you, I could cry and laugh and all at the same time. Because those moments of clarity, those profound moments of really unbelievable clarity are some of the most satisfying and extraordinary experiences I've had in my life. Because I don't stop and I don't see it as a beating up point. I see it as a release point. If I'm struggling with you know, I know I want to experience in a, I want to feel this. I want to go here. I want to do this. And if I'm fighting within myself about that, I want to know why. I want to release that constriction. I want to release that struggle. So I'm going to go to the struggle, not away from it. For me, it doesn't mean I'm going to indulge it. It means I want to have a relationship with it because now I'm conscious of the struggle and I go, do I need this struggle? Is this a struggle that's serving me? Is there more information I could have? Because remember, some of these struggles are tied to things that you brought with you into this lifetime. They're things they're baggage that you brought along. So you have to be willing to see in a very broad perspective these things that show up, because many times those things are not specifically related to specific situations in this lifetime, although the things in this lifetime have exacerbated that situation. That's the design. That's the reason you chose this path. It's the reason you chose this path to navigate, because you knew you could create in it all of the things you needed to stimulate this clarity and this awareness, this understanding of self. So this year of conscious creation really engages you to look at you, to stand in front of that mirror of the world and say, here I am, world. Who am I? How is my transition going? How is my transition of power happening? Am I feeling uplifted? Am I feeling emblazoned? Am I feeling full? Am I feeling passionate? Am I feeling joy? Then my power, my transition is going well. It doesn't mean that if your transition is feeling struggle bus or difficult, that it isn't going well as well. It could just be that depending on where you are in your world, in your unique world, you are unfolding things that you have yet to unfold, unpack, undeal with. And it's all yours. So embrace it, engage it. It's all yours. And only you have the ability to change it. There are lots of us out here who will assist and hold space and love you and give you as much energy as we can. But it's up to you to receive that energy. It's up to you to welcome those support mechanisms to help you to become more clear. So I hope this is all kind of making sense. I hope you're seeing the dots connect for you. I hope that you're experiencing some aha moments of clarity about how amazing it is that we get to create our own reality. How amazing is it that we get to unfold who we are? How amazing is it that we have so many tools in front of us, before us, and in us, that we are so powerful that we, through our perception, create a reality that allows us to understand ourselves even better. Everything we do is to understand more of who we are. That's extraordinary. But when we do that, then it changes our relationship to everything, because then we begin to see the intricate weaving of all of the life forms on this planet, the intricate and beautiful dance and orchestra that is this amazing Gaia and this Earth that is in this continuous ebb and flow of extraordinary life and energy. And that as we become conscious, as we create consciously, we infuse this world and the universe with energies, with ideas, with love, with transformation, because that's who we are. So as we allow transformation, we see transformation. And those transformations can come from anywhere. That's the magic of it. Our perception is extraordinary because it gives us the opportunity to see a broad swath of everything when we allow it. So how's your balance of power? How's your peaceful balance of power? How's your peaceful transfer of power going? Let me try English. Oh, my word. Peaceful balance, peaceful transfer of power. So I encourage you all to have that peaceful transfer of power. I encourage you all to embrace change, embrace all that you experience. And if you're not sure where to start, start with getting quiet. Start with finding that quiet place within yourself to start connecting in yourself. Remember in the meditation, as we brought the consciousness into our heart space and began to explore our interior, explore your interior even more. Use the breath to bring you to life and to connect you to those universal energies in a more profound way. Give yourself permission to have a good world. My world is good. Hashtag my world is good. Feel it, say it, feel it some more. My world is good. And watch your world begin to change. Watch the inner start to show up on the outer, and you start to experience the goodness in your world. And then as you begin to see the goodness against the other things that may be there, you can begin to attend to them instead of react to them. You can see them in the field of your awareness, and you can say, oh, I'm going to attend to that. And some of those things, let's be real, they're going to show up and they're going to get in your face. Things that you have not attended to, or things that are requiring your attention, sometimes they do. They come up and smack you upside the head. And in that moment, you still have a choice. That's just to bring awareness, because you're not paying attention. Now pay attention. The first point of paying attention is getting aligned, centered, grounded, and finding that expansive space of being within you. And then go forward. And then ask questions. And then seek clarity. Find that center of beingness for yourself, because that will ensure the peaceful transfer of power within you, so that as you look in the world, what you see is a peaceful transfer of power, because you see that we are all amazing creators. We are all amazingly powerful. And when we find our center, when we find that place where that inner and outer world come together, we have the peaceful transfer of power. You guys are amazing. I appreciate you so much. I love you so much, and so glad that we get the chance to have these conversations. And I appreciate your energy and your words and your support and all of it. And I encourage you to an amazing day. And I thank you for being here, and ask you to be you, be. Find that moment, find those times in your day where you can just simply be, and let that inform your choices and decisions going forward. Thank you for being part of the show. www.adventuresintruth.com. You can learn all about the show. You can actually play the latest episode there if you'd like. There's a player already there with the episode up. You can see where the show is done. This show eventually becomes a podcast, and that podcast goes out all over the world. I don't know, 15 different podcast platforms. www.fearisachoicebook.com. Check that out to check out my new book. Here, I'll put it up one more time, because I didn't. What did I do with it? There it is, fearsofchoice.com. And if you have questions, you have thoughts, you have ideas, you want me to talk about a particular topic, you want me to dive into something on an adventure, send it, put it in the notes, send it to me. Email it to me, post it in the notes or post it in the comments of anywhere you see the show, because I review all those things. And again, thank you for being here. I wish you the most incredible day and the very best. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.